WCHL, time now for trivia once again. Freddie Cugger in here every day to brighten your day with trivia.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, these are dark times.
I hope not. It's spring. I mean, dadgum, it's supposed to be a little bit of levity, you know?
Yeah, very little. A little levity. By the way, that was a great question we had yesterday.
Well, you're very kind. You know what? I'm going to follow up the theme today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the ACC baseball tournament continues in Greensboro at Bridge Bank Stadium.
Absolutely.
We're going to do something today. Longitudes. Oh. Longitudes.
Uh-oh.
Following up on what we did yesterday. Changes in latitudes, changes in attitudes.
But this is not about a song here.
Right? No, this is about Chapel Hill.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Here we go.
All right, Chapel Hill, folks, is 79.0333 west longitude.
Mm-hmm.
Name one of three countries on their mainland we might be in if we went straight south on that longitude line of Chapel Hill to South America.
Okay.
Three countries in South America would be on the very same west longitude line as Chapel Hill. Our question is just name one of the three that we would intersect.
Oh, wow. That's kind of a, you know, that's...
If you don't stare at a map... Yeah, this is kind of a funky little one.
Yeah, I like that.
Thank you.
I'm trying to picture a globe in my...
That's right. There you go.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Brewery in Chapel Hill. It's half off. $20 of delicious food and drinks available now for $10. The Triangle's oldest brewery is open every day for lunch, dinner, and late night, and offers local beef burgers, hand-cut fries, and fun appetizers. New for the summer is a Triple S Lager, a full-flavored Vienna-style lager perfect for hot Carolina summers. It's half off from Carolina Brewery in Chapel Hill. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Freddie, that's a tough question. You want to know what's... Give me that question again.
Okay. Chapel Hill is on the 79.0333 west longitude line.
Okay.
All right. You know, zero is Greenwich over in England.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If we take that line and go straight down, straight south, and we hit the South American continent, it runs through three countries in South America. Name one.
Ecuador.
Ecuador is correct.
Really? How about Brazil?
No.
Brazil wouldn't be.
See, and that's the thing. Most people kind of have this attitude or idea that South America is tucked directly below us. So we should be running through Brazil or something like that.
Peru?
You got one more.
Okay.
Colombia.
Yeah, okay.
So we're not far off into the Pacific Ocean, which is crazy.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, get out an atlas and take a look, and you're like, holy smokes. It's like one of those questions where Raleigh and where we are is east right now of Charleston, South Carolina, and Reno, Nevada is west of Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah,
that's
kind of crazy.
That's like, I don't know, I tend to think of North America and South America being...
Yeah, right on top of
you
each
know,
other.
Up and down, you know.
Nope.
But it's not that way at all.
Nope. Yeah, so either Colombia, Ecuador, or further south, Peru.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you go down through, from Chapel Hill, through the Atlantic, Cuba, Caribbean Sea, Panama, Pacific Ocean, Panama, Pacific, Colombia, Pacific, Ecuador, Peru, Pacific, the Chilean islands of Robinson Crusoe and Santa Clara, Pacific, Southern Ocean, and then Antarctica.
And where's Cuba?
Cuba.
I never heard of Cuba.
Cuba. Call Pat Gutierrez and tell him to pronounce it correctly.
Okay.
Cuba.
Cuba Libre. Hand me a Cuban cigar.
Does that mean if you're a Cubs fan, you're a Cuban?
I guess. I don't know. How about Mark Cuban, who owns
the
NBA team?
Cuba. Right. Colombia.
Thank you, man.
Okay, I'll stop.
I appreciate it.
All right. See you tomorrow.